1 mile south of I-295 in the Mandarin community. Bible study at 9:30, worship at 10:30. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I believe should be of concern, of grave interest for every citizen in America today. Are we being droned into captivity? Are we being desensitized to any urgency or any sense of invasion from Iran, China, Russia, or any other enemy nation? Are we being told a lie, as we were told about the 2 balloons that traversed across all of America, collecting data and transmitting it back to China? We were told that that was not it. It was simply some type of weather balloon. Now we're being told, for example, by Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, confirmed, I'm reading from a headline, what we know about the mysterious drones over New Jersey and other states. The Homeland Security Secretary confirmed the sightings include drones as well as manned aircrafts commonly mistaken for drones. He added that he knows of no foreign involvement to do with the unmanned aerial vehicles. Some lawmakers have criticized the government's handling of the drones report and the lack of public information. Then the article goes on, here's what we know, and it goes on to talk about the ones that are spotted, the ones that have been seen. We're talking to Marshall on the phone today. Marshall called in before the news break, was kind enough to hang on, and let's complete our conversation. Marshall, a question that I have very seriously. These are not unique, not just happening now. It's been over the past year or better that these drones have been seen on a global basis. So it's not something that's a figment of the imagination. It's not something that I believe has just popped up in America. I believe there's a source, there's a purpose behind it, and there is a mothership someplace that's receiving and sending them out, because the drone has to be controlled. It is not AI self-controlled, in my opinion. It has to be controlled. So what is your opinion as to the source, the real source, and where are they taking off and landing from, in your opinion?
Well, as your previous caller said, there's some things you wouldn't want to speculate on. What I am locked in on is the fact that it's happening. What's the purpose of it happening? Why is it happening? Mm-hmm. And I go back to what I said earlier. It is to create fear and to do what a magician does. When a magician is about to pull a rabbit out of the hat, he distracts the audience with some move over here while a sister or somebody else is setting up the trick. We are being set up to focus on the wrong thing because we're fearful and we're talking about this is happening or that is happening. Obviously, something is happening. But the real concern that I think we need to focus on is that we have about 33 days or less to make sure that Donald Trump is safely installed as President of the United States, legally installed as President of the United States, and to be aware of what's going on, the things we're not looking at. Trump doesn't make a lot of sense, but we are being distracted by all these drones and everything else. They could be, and I, in a past life, in a previous profession, I knew of a particular hangar that we had, a particular Air Force base that had sniffers that were used to protect critical areas of our country from nuclear material being smuggled in and detonated. And that's really all I'm comfortable saying right now. So it's not unlikely to me that these drones could be sniffing for something. That's a possibility. I have to acknowledge it. But they could well be, as you had said, they could be some old Iranian tanker offshore, or it could be something the Russians or the Chinese have that have a purpose. I don't know what the purpose is, other than what I said before. It's great fear and to cause the American population to be distracted for what is really coming. It is my feeling that, and let me, Victor Hanson Davis, I believe is his name, has recently released an incredible historical work called The End of All Things. Yes. And he studies four cultures, and the big one that I have great interest in is Rome versus Carthage. America is doing exactly what Carthage did that led to their total annihilation. Mm-hmm. They were trusting too much in themselves. They trusted in their emissaries who were bargaining with the Romans to prevent the Third Punic War. And those envoys did some really dumb things, which basically disarmed the Carthaginians and led to the utter destruction of that culture, that civilization. Rome absolutely annihilated, with Scipio the Younger, totally annihilated the Carthaginians. And I can assure you, if you read that book, that you will see in that section on Carthage that America is doing the very same thing. Stupid, either intentionally stupid or naturally stupid, intentionally stupid leaders that have set us up for our destruction. It's that serious, Doc.
I believe it is. In fact, Marshall, I believe you touched on exactly where I am, and as we have talked on issues similar to this before, I believe we're being set up. I believe as a nation, we're being groomed for a total takeover and demise of the United States of America. I recall back, and I touched on it by way of the pre-introduction, we were lied to about COVID, lied to about masks, lied to about the efficacy of the jabs that we find out now is just mass genocide. Was used. We're being groomed now into believing there's something catastrophic that's looming and perhaps is on the horizon. I believe these same players, these thugs with badges, as I call them, these same agencies and organizations that are separate from and not accountable to our House of Representatives or the Senate, they're in and of themselves autonomous as they see it. And I believe that we're being groomed and lied to for that very purpose. I'm looking at a headline, Marshall. Trump says government knows what the drones are. He demands answers. Trump says something very strange is going on. Now, here's my question, Marshall. Donald Trump has been elected as the 47th president. He should be in on all of the, if you please, the secrets of anything that will be a national emergency or national things that could be coming up that could be harmful for our nation. Evidently, he's not in the loop. What are we to think of that if here's the president-elect, that does not know what is happening, says it's very strange, even made the statement with one of the interviews, and I've got the article, says we need to just shoot them down. Now, he went on to footnote with that. I'm not telling you to go out there with your shotgun and blast them out of the air. But my question is, how should we respond to that? By the way, a little footnote to that statement even. Most of the drones that are being used by Russia today to try to destroy the Ukraine, those drones are manufactured in Iran. provided to Russia from the hands of the Iranians. So I'm putting a nexus there that I believe these perhaps could very easily be Iranian drones. And here are all of the thugs with badges that know that, but yet deceptive for Americans. And again, I believe it could be very well building up, as you said, to a major, major catastrophic event that will demand martial law and somehow, some way prevent Trump from being sworn into office. And so with all of that diatribe that I just laid out, pick it up from there, give your input.
Well, I don't know if you really want me to, because it's not good news, Doc. It's not good news. Let me tell you why. And I want to go back to Carthage. As late as the 2nd century B.C., around 146, when Carthage was destroyed, they were still the only civilized nation in the world doing child sacrifice. I don't know if you're aware of that. But their god, Cronos, was exactly like Molech. Hands over a fire, and the people would offer one of their children in their family to the god Cronos so that they would have good fortune. Now, that's you'll read that in Davis's book. It's there. They offered children, and they were the only civilized primary nation in the world that still did that. The destruction of Carthage was the most horrible thing imaginable, as that whole civilization was crushed. Why did that happen? God does not tolerate what was done in the land of Canaan. The same thing. You shall not make your children pass through the fire. America has aborted millions of children. We tolerate sexual perversion that is definitely against the vector that God has declared this culture should go in to arrive at Revelation 20:10, the judgment of Satan, by the production of human beings, Genesis chapter 3. We are in a point now, sir, where we're under God's judgment. That's what I believe. I believe that we're going to leave shortly. Those few who remain who have not been subject to the great falling away will be raptured out, and America will fade into the historical context of Carthage and the other nations that offended God with their behavior, and they paid a price. It's not probably what you expected me to say or wanted me to say.
No,
it's where we are. We're under God's judgment.
I'm in full agreement with that. That judgment is progressive, but yet sure, in my most humble opinion. That's the reason, Marshall, I'll say this and then I'll let you go, but this is the reason I think that it is so wise on Trump's part. Publicly, he said, we need to get God back in America. We need to put the Christianity back in our schools, his words. We need to go back to the morals and ethics and values of Christianity. I'm thankful to see that, but yet we have those that are in authority today that are absent. In fact, I don't know who's running America. Certainly it's not Cackling Kamala. Certainly it's not Sleepy Joe. He stays on vacation. So who's running America? I believe it's none other than Valerie Jarrett and the Communist Party that operates out of the offices of Barack Hussein Obama. That's my opinion. Others can disagree if they like. But I believe we're being set up, just as you said. I believe we're being groomed. I believe we're being desensitized so that we will grasp whatever comes on the next ship, if you please, that we will look at that as being our savior, and it will not be at all. It will be for the utter destruction of our nation. Marshall, thank you so much for your input today, and it deserves our serious, as you said, our serious prayers. My prayer is, very frankly, that God will continue to provide and protect Donald Trump, that he will be successfully inaugurated and sworn in, that God's judgment that I believe is taking place will be retarded because of having someone in office that will respect the rule of law, that will respect morals, ethics, and values once again. Marshall,
Doc,
thank you so much.
I appreciate the time, sir, but I do want to say I pull my punches. I couldn't say on air what I the depth of what I believe, but thank you for the time.
I understand that, yes.
We need to pray, and we need to pray on our knees often. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, it's Terry. I also second what you said to Dr. Youngblood about who's all behind all of this, the Communist Party and Obama and all that. And I would sure like to have Marshall back on the line other future times, because I like all his thoughts, which is I think is pretty comparable to yours, Dr. Youngblood. My question is, besides humbly praying and humbling ourselves, Marshall also said something about Christian men. I think there was like the four P's he said. I don't remember what they were, but that the preacher had said that, it's in God's hands. And Marshall said that it's up to, also, besides in, it is in God's hands, but we Christians also have to be like the hands and feet of God, too. And like Trump, he is being like the hands and feet for God, getting this nation back into shape and as much as he can with his hand tied behind his back because of Biden. But, you know, it's like we the people, I don't understand exactly, so I don't want to go to jail, is why we the people can't take back or do stuff for us, for the government, that the government's not doing, instead of just being here sitting ducks, and watching the drones and being fed whatever they want to tell us, because a lot of people are believing them, my mom included, that I said that the media and the government's lying to us.
Lying to us royally. In fact, Terry, here's my position. Let's just do some hypothetical what-ifs. What if we were seated today in Ukraine? And a hover of drones come flying over. Are we to think, well, they're harmless because, after all, Russia said they will not bomb us, so I know that those are flying over. We don't know who they are, don't know who's operating them, don't know what they have, don't know what the payload may be, don't know if they're spraying some nuclear material or if they are about to drop a bomb on us, but don't worry because our leader says it's okay. How would that play out in Ukraine? How would it play out if that's in Israel? Israel has an iron dome, but if these things were to fly over Israel, they'd be knocked out of the sky as they come in. The Israelis would not sit back and think, well, you know, those are just coming over, they're harmless, but we don't know what they are. We're going to let them just keep flying over our nation. No, 10,000 times no. That would not work in Israel, and that ought not to work in America.
I agree with that, and I don't know why so many Americans, like you said, that they're just going on fear and, we shouldn't do it, wring our hands and let the government take care of it. They're not taking care of it. Why can't we, the people, not the crazy ones, not the Democrats, not the Kamala Harris people, but the people that have voted for Trump, why can't we go ahead and, you know, stand up and take care of what the government's not doing for us?
Well, Terry, I am concerned, as I touched on with Marshall a moment ago, I'm concerned that here's President Trump. He is a lawfully elected by not only the electoral college vote, but by the popular vote as our 47th president. He's supposed to be in the loop with all information in relationship to anything that could be of harm or danger or future potential for America. Evidently, he's been cut out of the loop. And go back just a few years ago when Trump was the 45th president. We discovered after he was out of office that the elected officials and those that were then put in places of authority that are thugs with badges, the CIA, the DOJ, etc., they admitted that they kept him out of the loop and did not tell him the full truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about the dangers from the enemies against America. They've already admitted that in history past. So why should we believe them now if they're not keeping him in the loop, telling him what is taking place? I believe they're in line. That's the major problem.
But why can't, then those people that purposely, everybody who has purposely gone against Trump, not against Biden, because they kind of like go with, why can't they be tried for treason? The non-officials and officials and all, it's kind of like round them up like they did January 6th. All you guys are for Biden, Obama.
Oh, Terry, you're spot on. You're spot on. That needs to be done. I do not think the Republicans have backbone enough to do it. They'll be they'll be accused of retaliation. But yet, I believe that Trump, when Trump goes in office with the DOJ, the FBI, and the DHS leadership that he's chosen, I believe they need to go, and not a matter of retaliation, but every human being that's done anything to harm America, lied about, or in some way undermine the sovereignty of America, I believe they need to be caught, tried, convicted, put in prison, and throw the key away. That's my opinion.
And I have the taxpayers support him either. And the thing of it is, though, lost my train of thought. Sorry. I did that on the news or air. Anyway.
Well, Terry, it deserves our best, our most serious prayer, asking God to intervene and protect us as a nation. But thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today. Keep looking up as we continue to serve the Lord. I believe we have Brother Davis Harper on the line. Go over the question to comment, please.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, this is just one man's opinion or just thoughts on this idea, but what's going on around us now that we're observing as Christians, and there seems to be no answer from anybody intelligently what's going on, and I think that's probably just kind of pulling the wool over our eyes. But could this be sort of a prelude to us of what Peter was talking to the people when he talked, referring to Joel about the signs in heaven? I mean, I know there's not fire and blood yet, but this could just sort of be a prelude of wake us up as Christians what's going to really happen whenever the rapture takes place after that.
Absolutely. Let me elongate your summation and your thoughts there. What we see taking place is not what you find in the Joel text, because that's after the days, after the raptures comes, during the days of the tribulation, etc. But it could be a preface to that, as you said, a prelude to that, that will let us see things to come. And that's what we see in the Joel 2 and 3 text in particular, what we see in Daniel text in reference to the eschatological future. It's what we see in all of the book of the Revelation with the eschatological future after Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. Revelation 4, 1 is the pinpoint of the time and place of the rapture on a chronological scale. And I believe we're witnessing some of the things of what will be in the future after we, as the believers, are suddenly snatched out of this old world. As I used in pun a little earlier in talking with Marshall, we're waiting now for the mothership. Absolutely.
Jesus, beam me up.
That's right. Beam me up. I'm ready. Bag, as old cliche goes, bag to pack, tickets already punched and ready to go. And that's the way every child of God should be.
It can't happen too soon for Christians.
Brother, you're exactly right. I'm a little bit weary with this old world. I'm looking at another headline that says this: what we know about mysterious drone sightings. And then he goes on to talk about the mystery, and they said the sightings have put intense pressure on the federal agencies to provide more information about these crafts, as officials urge calm, emphasize there's no evidence suggesting sightings pose any security threat. Now, one of the things that I keep harping on and have for the total broadcast today, all of these officials, DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the DHS, et cetera, the Pentagon, et cetera, they're all saying, no, there's no danger here. These are not aliens. These pose no danger. Yet, when the question is asked, what is it? Who are they? Where did they come from? All of a sudden, it's dumb, and dumber. I don't know. I don't know. In fact, Mayorkas just absolutely staggers my imagination when one of the interviews with him, he said, well, they're mistaking winged aircraft. They're mistaking actual airplanes and calling them drones. But when you have a drone about the size of a small vehicle, when you have drones that size, there's something to it. There's something happening, and all I can say is you've surmised, as Marshall surmised, as Jim surmised, as we talk with others on the broadcast today, we're witnessing the stage being set for amen. Things to come, in my most humble opinion.
And I so it deserves amen and amen.
And it deserves our prayer, and it deserves our continual asking God to intervene and protect us, protect we as believers in particular, and protecting the sovereignty of our great nation. But thank you so much, brother, for your call. God bless you today, and keep looking up. The rapture's coming.
Amen, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. God bless you. Thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Another headline says, U.S. officials say many mystery drones are just airplanes. In case you didn't get that, let me read it again. Headline, U.S. officials, they're supposed to be those thugs with badges that are protecting us. U.S. officials say that many mystery drones are just airplanes. This article goes on to say, on July the 8th, a Chinese citizen and graduate from student at the University of Minnesota pleaded guilty to violating the Espionage Act for photographing classified U.S. Navy ships with a drone in Virginia. A statement of fact accompanying his plea agreement said he flew the drones around the shipyards and did not take any photographs that contained any U.S. Navy vessels. He was arrested trying to board one-way flight to China from California. Here's the point. On July the 8th, a Chinese citizen, a graduate student at the University of Minnesota, pleaded guilty to violating the Espionage Act. What was he doing? Photographing classified U.S. Navy ships with drones on them docked in Virginia. Now, think about that for a moment in view of what we're seeing. I'm looking at another headline, what we know about the mysterious drones. Here's the headline. Chuck Schumer calls on feds to deploy declassified technology that can identify these drones. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, on December the 15th, called on the federal government to use its powers to identify who's behind these mysterious drones being reported hovering over the U.S. airspace above concerned citizens in America. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is the government is in control of some things that they do not want to tell us anything about. They are keeping it secret even from President Donald J. Trump. The headline again on another article, the government knows what is happening, and the article says Trump is going to spill the beans. Another individual wrote this. I strongly believe there's a much larger issue at hand, whether it be lost nuclear device or dirty bomb equivalent. I'm just saying this may not be the actual event they're looking for, but a smokescreen for something much, much worse on the horizon. And I believe we've all touched on that potentiality. So it deserves our prayer, deserves us continuing to keep on looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news. You're listening to The Truth.
A plumb line is a standard.